Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy week, and really eventful 24 hours. You got a call yesterday morning that I get you to Winnipeg. Then your flight's at night, so you got to pack and get everything done. But it's been a really fun learning experience, for the week to end with a trade to this organization has been a great way to end the week.
It's a big blockbuster trade. Everyone's talking about it. What kind of pressure comes with being traded for a player the likes of Patrick Laine?
Yeah, he's a really good player. But I have high expectations of myself. I hold myself to high standard, and I know what a player I can be, and I'm really excited to join this team. I think it's a good team with a lot of skill and good size. I think I'll fit right in, and I'll be able to learn a lot from the guys. And I don't see added pressure because of anything. I wish Patrick good luck in Columbus, and I hope that he plays really well, and that we can play them every year in the finals. But I don't see any added pressure because of anything.
What excites you most about coming to Winnipeg when you look at this roster and the conversations you've had with either Chevy or Paul?
Yeah, it's a team that I used to hate playing against. The combination of size and skill and work ethic and just hard to play against. And then you finish it off with, one of the best goalies in the NHL. It was really annoying playing against them, and to be able to play for them now, play on the other side of it. Like I said earlier, I think that the combination of size and skill is something that I have too. So I think that it would be a perfect fit. And they're such a good team that I think the time to adapt won't be too hard.
I'm not sure when your flight came in last night, so I don't know how much of the Jets game you were able to catch last night. But when you look at the forward group that this team has, I think last night alone the top six guys put up 15 combined points. What do you think about joining that mix and being able to play with some pretty elite wingers?
Yeah, I got here last night pretty late, but I saw all the highlights. I looked them up. I went on YouTube, saw it on Instagram, stuff like that. And like I said earlier, there's such a hard team to play against. The combination of size and skill. But you look at that forward group. From the first line to the fourth line, there's a lot of depth, a lot of skill. It's anywhere you're in there, whatever player you're playing with, whether you're on the wing or in center or whatever, you're going to be surrounded with talented players. As a forward, that's all you can ask for. And it's really exciting to know that I'm going to be a part of that soon.
In acquiring a player who's asked to be removed from his former situation, should Jets fans or management maybe be nervous or have a little bit of concern to see something maybe similar transpire down the road? Or is that behind you? Is that something you're moving on from? Or how would you respond to that?
Yeah, that's something that I'm moving on from. A lot of things happened in the past, 2 or 3 years. And I'm extremely grateful for everything Columbus has done for me. That I'm excited for this new chapter, this new opportunity, with a new team, a new coaching staff, a new organization, new fans. I mean, it's really exciting. This past 24 hours has been really crazy, but the opportunity to come here, help this forward group, help the D's, help the, as a center, to help everybody out, learn from the coaching staff, from the players here, guys like Wheeler and Shifley. I think that, how I look at it is this could be an amazing opportunity, to help a already really good team, and to become, an even better player.
There's a great video last night on TV of you walking down the hallway with Patrick right after the draft. I think it was in Buffalo, and you're both wearing your jerseys. I mean, what goes through your mind now that, I mean, that day you're proudly donning those jerseys, and now you both swapped out those jerseys? And having said that, have you and Patrick since that day ever kept up any kind of a friendship?
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw a couple of pictures too, and it's funny how life works sometimes. But I remember that summer too was the summer that my dad got a job as assistant coach for the Moose here. Never since then he's been talking nothing but good words about the organization as a whole. And yeah, it's crazy sometimes how how, you know, stuff like this can happen. But through the years playing against him, he's a really good player, you know, on the ice, whether it's just, you know, a hello at the face off or something like that. You know, but yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to be here. Like I said, my dad is, you know, raved about the organization. So I'm excited to get it going now.
Fans here are still getting used to the fact that Patrick Laine is gone, getting used to the fact that, you know, he was a player that wanted out of this town. You know, it was obvious that you wanted a change of scenery as well. Can you kind of just explain the mindset of even a young player who sometimes just needs to hop the fence and just find another team to play for?
Yeah, I can't speak on behalf of Patrick. But, you know, for myself, like I said, it was a long process. You know, it wasn't just one morning you woke up and, you know, you felt differently. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens, and without going into detail, you know, I just think that sometimes you have to remain true to yourself, and how you feel and, you know, and how you think. And, you know, I thought that, you know, as the more the negotiations were going forward, you know, you start to think about more things and start to have more conversations. And I wanted to remain true to myself, true to the team there, to the fans and to my teammates. And, you know, that was a decision I took. And like I said, regarding Patrick, I can't speak on his behalf.
What are the next couple of weeks? Do you anticipate them being like now that you've basically crossed over here and you have the quarantine that you have to contend with while trying to make sure that you're ready to go when that 2-week period ends?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I talked yesterday to Paul and Kevin, and, you know, they said that they want to be a part of the meetings. You know, they're going to try to do something on Zoom so I can be a part of the team meetings. I'm going to be watching every game. You know, trying to do some video, learn the forecheck, learn, you know, everything, learn, you know, tendencies for players. So when the games start and, you know, when I get to practice, you know, I haven't missed a beat. And, you know, the quarantine, obviously, maybe the, you know, physically part, you know, it's a little more challenging, but there's always ways to get ready. And, you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be ready for that first practice and that first game.
By way of introduction to your on-ice skill set, I mean, Jets fans will know your work from your status in the Western Conference, but what are your strengths, even strengths, special teams? What do you bring to the table here in Winnipeg?
I mean, I'm a two-way forward. I'm a, you know, two-way center. I can play well defensively. I can play well offensively. You know, I can block shots. I can hit. I can score. I can pass. You know, I try to be the guy that, you know, does everything out there and supports his winger, supports his defenseman, talks. You know, it's, I think that ever since I was, you know, a kid growing up with a dad as a coach, you know, he tried to instill in me details of the game, stuff that don't necessarily appear on the stat sheet, but that at the end of the game matters, because the only thing that matters is to win. And, you know, goals and assists are important, but so are, you know, having a good stick and good positioning and all those small details. And that's something that I try to do in the game. And, you know, I'm still learning, but that's what Jets fans can expect from me.
You're obviously under contract with the Jets until the end of 2022 now. But I'm wondering if this is a place that you see yourself playing long-term.
My dad's been here for, I think, 4 or 5 years. You know, I came here every time we'd come to play against the Jets. I'd always go with my parents. You know, I'd spend my quarantine here almost a year ago today. And it's, I mean, it already feels like home. I got here last night at 10:30. But, you know, waking up this morning and being back in Canada and being here, and, you know, I can't see my parents right away, 'cause, you know, I have to do 2 weeks of quarantine, but it really feels good here. And, you know, getting texts from the players, being on the phone with the organization yesterday, you know, I have a really good feeling. And, right now I'm just concentrating on, you know, these next 2 weeks of quarantine and starting the season with them. And, but, you know, I'm just really excited to be able to be a part of this organization that I've heard nothing but good things about.
You talked about your dad living here, obviously. I've been here a few years. Does he live here full time? That's my first question. And also, how much time have you had a chance to spend here and get to know the city? I know you said you were here in quarantine, but has there been other times as well? And how long were you here during that time?
Yeah, my parents, they used to go back to Montreal in the summer. That's where I'd go, and my sister too. So we'd go back there as a family. Now they're staying in Winnipeg full time. I came here, the first time I came here was after my World Juniors. I had a week off, so I came to Winnipeg to see my mom. And then every time we'd play the Jets, I'd come home for dinner, and my mom would cook for me. And I was here in quarantine. Obviously everything was closed, but whether it was driving around the city or, we bought bikes, me and my sister bought bikes and just went around. It seems really beautiful. And I got familiar with DeLuca's that I'm really excited to go back to. I'm looking forward to getting to know the city more. I'm getting forward to meet my teammates. I'm really excited for this new chapter.
Do you have details of how long you're in quarantine that you can share? Is it similar to what it was in summer in a modified quarantine?
The last thing I heard was yesterday, and it was 2 weeks. That's the only thing I heard. And if it's 2 weeks, it's 2 weeks to get ready, to watch games, to watch film, to learn everything about the systems. Once that 2 weeks ends, I'll be ready. But if it's before, I'll be ready too. But I'm not nervous about the quarantine part.
You played against Nikolaj Ehlers and Junior and a little bit here in the National Hockey League. What do you think about the possibility of being able to play on the same lineups as him here in Winnipeg?
Honestly, he was probably the best junior player I played against. He would skate in circles on the penalty kill for a minute and then go change. So, and then in the NHL, he still has that same speed and those same hands and hockey sense. So to be able to, to play with him is a really exciting thought. And, I heard he's a good person too. So I'm excited to meet him, but, it'll be fun to be able to play with them instead of playing against them.
What would you say to any Winnipeg hockey fans whose only impression of you is that final shift that you played for the Blue Jackets earlier this week?
Yeah, I was doing the math earlier. I played almost 300 games. It's almost 6,000 shifts in the NHL. There's a lot more, than just the one shift. It's something that's behind me. And I'm just really excited to be here and be a part of this team. And, this is a new chapter for me, playing on this team, and I'm just really excited.